scripture, and I'm going to be starting with Isaiah. Isaiah 43, 1 through 7, starts like this. But now thus says the Lord. Oh, and every time you hear this, you better be paying attention, because even though Isaiah might be the mouthpiece, this means he's speaking for God. So get ready, God's speaking. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you, I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offering from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. So in Luke it says this. Jesus speaks in Luke 3, 15 through 17 and 21 through 22. As the people were in expectation, all men questioned in their hearts concerning John, whether perhaps he were the Christ. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form as a dove. And a voice came from heaven, thou art my beloved Son. With thee I am well pleased. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, in this day and in this time, I am so grateful you are in this place. I am so grateful you are in this community, and I am so grateful that you have been here since the beginning of time, and you will be here long after we are gone, at least from this earthly place. I do pray today that you speak to us, that you fill our hearts and our minds, that you strengthen my voice today, and that you speak in spite of it. Speak to our hearts, quicken our hearts, and fill our minds and our hands and our feet. Bring us to your next. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I started writing this a few weeks ago. This time of year, the succession of all of these different pieces that come together are so exciting for me. And it brings me joy. It brings me joy. So even though Advent is over, and really today's the end of the Christmas season, it still brings me joy to be in the house of God today. Because we think about the next today. Jesus was just getting started. If we look at the lectionary, Jesus, you know, when we started the Christian year with Advent, we were preparing the way of the Lord. And then we had Christmas. And it feels like, you know, we were going and going and going, and people needed to be here and there and visiting their relatives, and joy to the world. Right? And then we have New Year's, and here we are with 2025. And we've started a bicentennial year here at the church. But we've had snow, and it seems like this time of year, it's January, and it's dark, and people put their Christmas stuff away. And people start to go, well, now what? Right? Now what? It's cold. It's snowy. And it seems like people are even more bah humbuggy now than they were before. But I don't see it that way. To me, it's a season of even more joy. It's a season of looking forward to our next. Now, I realize that Friday is the day that most people have, if you're a resolution maker, a New Year's resolution maker, your resolution just got broken by Friday. At least that's the typical day that everybody breaks their New Year's resolutions. And I can imagine that a lot of people in here by now that they are no longer making New Year's resolutions. And maybe they don't even bother anymore. And maybe they're even looking for a little piece of joy. And we also realize that life is still going on. There's still some hard things going on in this world. Turn on the news and we can see that LA is going up in flames. Turn on the news and we can see that winter has hit all the way to Florida, and there are people that are having snow all the way into the South right now that have not or do not know how to experience snow in their heat pumps that typically operate their air conditioning are failing. And for us, we just put on our big coats. But they don't even know how to drive in the snow, let alone ice. And then there are other things, like grief. We get hard diagnoses and we might even lose friends. And in this church, we know that we have lost some dear friends in this past week and in this past month. And it's hard. And we've even had some hard diagnoses, and we have some friends that are fighting for their lives right now. And that's hard too. And how do we get through those things? Well, God knew. See, Isaiah was preparing us, and God spoke to God's people through Isaiah. Once again, this was a messianic text preparing God's people for the one who was to come to save God's people, to get the people ready, knowing that the people needed something more because the people were hurting. And there's only one hope, and that's the Messiah. See, if we don't hang on to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, there is no real hope. If we are hoping in the things of this world, we're going to be sadly disappointed a lot of the times. Because there's a lot of things we cannot stop. We cannot typically stop weather disasters. We cannot typically stop horrible diseases from happening, even though we get closer advances every day, like inoculations and chemotherapy and good surgeries and good doctors and good caregivers. But they're still going to happen. But what we can hang on to is Jesus, and we can take joy in that because we know. We know because the scriptures have told us that our hope is in Him. And from the time that we first believe, our eternal life begins in Him. John 10:10 tells us that. That's the good news. Happiness comes and goes. I can be happy one minute and I can be crying the next. And I've had moments of tears this week and I've had moments of laughter this week. But my joy comes from the Lord. And that's a character trait. I know where my faith comes from. And I can hold on to that and I can cling on to that. And I do. And sometimes I need to reach in and touch that water and remember my baptism. Sometimes I need to remember the vows that I took when I was in seventh grade. Oh, that was a long time ago. Sometimes I need to remember that first very adult decision I made to dedicate my life to Him. And it brings me joy. It brings me joy. God's still calling each of us. Do you hear Him? I think you do. Sometimes we choose to ignore God. Sometimes we want to turn our hearing aids off if we have those. Sometimes we turn the music up so we can't hear what God's saying. Sometimes we just turn around and go the other direction. Sometimes we tell ourselves lies along the way. But I'm here to tell you that God's going to keep poking at you through the Holy Spirit and going to keep coming after you. And it's not going to be me that you're going to disappoint. It's going to be yourself when you turn away from the Lord. What's God calling you to today? We're going to remember our baptisms in just a minute. You're going to have an opportunity to come up here, touch the water, touch your forehead, and remember your baptism. Remember, you are God's. From the time that you were knit together to the time you draw your last earthly breath, you are God's. And it's not too late to draw nearer to Him. Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for Jesus Christ, who made an example today, so long ago. Remind us truly who we are, that we can't go so far north or south or east or west to get away from you. And that when we try and when we attempt to go away from you, all we do is hurt ourselves. Draw me nearer to you today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.